greatest of the seven penitential psalms is Psalm 51, the Miserere, or Psalm of Mercy, as it is called from the first word in Latin of its opening line, "Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness." The other penitential psalms focus on one or another aspect of the battle against sin, as we saw in the first talk on Psalm 32, where we experience a sharp blow against our tendency to live in illusion, not acknowledging our sins, and our need for God's forgiveness. Psalm 51, however, offers us a profound and comprehensive vision of the whole journey from sin through the purification described in Psalm 32 to the experience of the creative grace of absolution and on to the generous service of others. We are best able to offer love to others and assist them on their journey through life, and we are best able to challenge those who do evil in this world if we ourselves have a clear conscience. Let us reflect and pray on Psalm 51, the Miserere, and see how it is a guide towards a clear conscience and a foretelling of Jesus' gift to us in the form of the sacrament of reconciliation.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
In both the original Hebrew and in English translations, three different words are used for the wrong we do. In the Grail Psalms, we hear of offense, guilt, and sin. There are distinct evil characteristics to the sins which are the weeds in life's garden. But there are also more than sufficient divine ways of removing those weeds. Blot my offense out of the book. Delete it. Wash me from my guilt. We need a vigorous scrubbing to become purified. So true. And cleanse me from my sin with a ritual gesture, as when the priest at the Easter Mass sprinkles holy water upon the people as a sign of the cleansing that comes to all of us in baptism, and also in that extension of baptism which is the sacrament of reconciliation.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
First, we must know our offenses. Psalm 32 is all about that. We also need to recognize that every offense is an offense against God, even if the more obvious victim is another human, because God created us to love and not to do harm.
That you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived.
Many a naive secularist, not realizing the dark power of the world, the flesh, and the devil, which tempt us to sin, thinks that some government program or educational endeavor can solve the problems of the world. No, there is a great disorder in the human condition called original sin. It is not a personal sin, but an underlying disorder which makes us vulnerable. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Though the human author lived long before the church began to reflect on the meaning of the doctrine of original sin, these words remind us of the humbling wisdom of that doctrine.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then, in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
First, there must be truth, and then saving wisdom. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then, in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. Conscious of our sins, we ask three things of God. Teach me wisdom, purify me, and wash me. We should ask God for that every day, and especially as we prepare for the sacrament of reconciliation, in which, by an act of divine power, first made manifest by Jesus in his public ministry, God cleanses us of our sins in the sacrament.